诵。心经，请打开小本的法本《般若波罗蜜多心经》第三面。会背起来的佛友就不需要了。《般若波罗蜜多心经》，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚，故说般若波罗蜜多咒。即说咒曰：嘎帝嘎帝帕拉嘎帝帕拉桑嘎帝波帝苏哈。功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止，是乃道之根。然后精进功成成依止，唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有意，然后不间断，昼夜升起，取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念此，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持先令我先认清，世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用，有彼清净心令所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察，诸母有情同我落有海，然后暗习殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种戒，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中，熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如离四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，随令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言即律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达续部精要及二次第心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道侣皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法， 并于地道功德圆满后，迅速证得金刚持果位。
So, as usual, we do short meditation. So, try to sit in the meditation posture. Then, after that, do short breathing meditation. Yeah.
同样的，我们先做一个简短的共修。我们先调整好我们的坐姿，然后呢，我们要观我们的呼吸。
So then, in front of oneself, so then visualize the Buddha Shakyamuni sitting on the golden throne. So visualize that clearly possible.
接着观想在我们前方的虚空，有一个金座，金色的座，宝座，宝座上面坐着本师释迦牟尼佛。
So next we recite Buddha Shakyamuni mantra 7 times. So that time visualize the light rays come from Buddha Shakyamuni into oneself and other sentient beings that purify all our negative emotion, also all the obscuration, negative karma are totally purified. So you visualize that while you recite the mantra.
接着呢，我们要念诵观想本师摩尼佛的心咒，然后念7次。在念咒的时候呢，观想本师的释迦摩尼佛的身体放出大光芒，这光芒呢照耀到我们，进入我们的身体，还有所有的众生的身体，净化了我们所有的烦恼、所有的障碍、所有的恶业业障。Tayata Om Muni Muni Mahamunaye Soha Tayata 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 Om Muni Muni Mahamunaye
Okay, so what to? So, so here the 16 guideline teach by the king Songtsen Gompo, who is the manifestation of compassion of Buddha. So there's the one here. He said, so look for the Dharma and practice. One of the advice within 16 guidelines, he said, look for the Dharma and the practice. Yeah.
在这个以前的藏王松赞干布所颁布的十六条条规里面，就有一条是叫我们去寻找佛法，然后呢，如果找到了佛法去修行。
So the reason is, you know, the Dharma help for yourself for this life happiness and the future life happiness, you know.
因为呢，因为佛法对我们其实是有很大的帮助，不只是能够帮助我们这一生呢找到快乐，也可以为我们的未来生呢找到快乐。
Also that, so here also is must understand what to be adopt, what to be abandoned. You know, must know very well about this and.Then taking refuge to Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, and applying the four opulent power to purify it, our negative karma, you know.
所以呢，这里我们要明白的就是，当我们找到佛法之后，我们就要懂什么呢？是应该去修的，去修持的；什么是应该我们应该断除的？这样，如果明白这样的道理之后呢，我们才能真正的去皈依啊三宝，皈依佛法僧。然后呢，我们要运用对治法四种对治法来净化我们的业障。
So here, so.To abandon the negative action and accumulate the virtues, you know. So in this way, so then you'll achieve, you know, happiness of this life and happiness of the future life, you know.
所以呢，如果我们能够这样如理的去修的话呢，我们就可以断除所有的恶业恶障，我们就可以积累所有的善业，这样呢，我们就可以得到这一生的快乐，也可以得到未来生的快乐。
So, so I thought maybe.You know, here, so, in daily, so, now how to, in daily life, you know, how to practice, you know. So there's something important, I thought to talk a little bit on that.
所以在这里呢，天荣君要告诉我们的是，他想法是每一天呢，我们都要懂得怎么样去修行佛法，啊，懂得这一点是非常重要的。
So, of course, here so, so you say mainly the first thing is, you know, the power of the intention. You know, this is something extremely important.
所以第一点我们要明白的就是我们的发心作意，这一点是非常重要的。
So that means, so you know, I mean, what call when you wake up early morning, so whenever you wake up, first thing, when you open your mind, No, open your eye. When you open your eye, then immediately, you know, so think that how lucky I am able to wake up from my sleep, you know.
所以呢，每天早上起来，我们睁开眼睛的第一件事呢，就是要马上将意念，哇，我太幸运了，我还活着。
So then, then you have to, get intention or motivation. I mean, can be understood the same way. So then, from now up to enlightenment, now up to achieve enlightenment.You know, I'll practice, you know, I'll cultivate virtues and abandon negative action. Then, that's the big goal. Then even shorter, you know, then you can say, from this two until my life, you know, I'll practice Dharma. You know, so that means abandon negative karma.And accumulate merit, you make this strong intention. Then even make shorter, you know, like, but today, like that, but today I'll, you know, make my life meaningful, you know, to create the merit, abandon the negative action, you know. So this is the, how powerful you have in your mind, you know, the power of intention, you know, generate this very powerful intention is one of the most important, you know.
所以呢，首先呢，我们就讲这个发心，就睁开眼睛，哦，我们太幸运了，还活着。这样我们就要这样的去如理作意啊，怎么发心呢？就从现在直到我证悟佛法。我都要去我都要去修行，去继续我的修行，我的佛法。怎么说呢？我就要继续积累善业，我要去断除所有的恶行恶业。所以呢，你可以从小处开始做，然后才慢慢的扩大。就我这一生呢，到我这一生完毕为止啊。尽行受，我都要尽力的去修行，这样子发出这样的强烈的发出这样的身心哦，这样从今天开始呢，我要使我的生活呢过得非常有意义，我要断除所有的恶行恶业，我要积累所有的善业，这样强烈的发起这样的心念哦，就发起这样的身心，这一点呢是非常重要的。
So, I mean, the idea is that eating one day is too long, then whatever, 1 hour, if you do some practice, 1 hour, you know, motivate like that, you know, powerful intention, you know. This 1 hour, I'll make sure I do Dharma practice, you know. So like that. So, that's very important, you know, how strong intention you have, you know. So 1 hour, I'll practice.Dharma. So, as I mentioned before, what is Dharma? Is to when you really practice Dharma, so that means you don't cling so much on this life. No. When you cling so much, you know, only thinking this life, this body.This moment, then difficult to practice Dharma, you know. So that means practice Dharma means reducing, clinging, attach to this present life, you know, present moment.
这他的整个修行的概念就是说呢，这个修行要配合我们的发心，就从今天开始啊，我要修行这佛法。如果你觉得今天一天太过长的话呢，你的那个心念啊，发心的那个心念没有办法持续，这样你可以改变成哦，从现在开始到下一个钟头，在这一个钟头里面呢，你发出这样强烈的、强烈的发出这个心念呢、啊，要去 要去好好的真正的去修这个佛法，去修这个法，这一点是非常重要的。因为当你修任何修行的时候呢，修任何法的时候呢，它应该伴随这个强烈的发心。所以呢，在一个钟头里面呢，我要好好的去修这个法。这样怎么样才算是修法？修法到底指的是什么呢？这个修啊，如果那有人有修，有人没有修，是怎么样分别的呢？如果我们只是专注于这一生，哦，我所做的任何东西啊，包括看起来好像是修法的东西，只是为了这一生，或者只是为了养活啊这一生的这个身体的话，或者是为了这一生的啊享乐追求的话呢，这不是修行，这个绝对不是修行。如果呢，你能够断除对这一生的这个执着啊，对什么都是专注这一生这一刻你想要的东西的话，你能断除这样的念头的话呢，然后去修的话，这才是真正的修行。
So like that. So for us, you know, so because of this, you know, to attach to this life, this body, you know, clinging so much at this. So because of that, it's difficult to create marriage, you know. Also then, difficult to abandon negative action.Such as 10 non-virtues, difficult to abandon. Because, based on that, we attach so much on this body and this life, you know. So that's the problem, you know. So.
对我们来说呢，我们通常都是很执着于我们这一生，或者很执着于我们所拥有的这个身体啊。所以我们很难啊，因为这样的执着，我们很难去真正的去啊制造或积累这善业，或真正的去断除啊恶行，或断除这不善业。因为呢，如果我们执着于我们这一生，或者我们这一生的这个身体啊，这个身体的享受，这个身体的照顾，这个身体这一生的话啊，这样呢，它就障碍了我们真正的修行。
So like that, so. So here, the intention, you know, so to practice Dharma, you know, having a strong intention, powerful intention to practice Dharma. So that means, again, of course, to reduce the attachment for this life.
所以呢，在这里呢，讲到要真正的去修行，我们必须如理作意的去发心呢，要真正的去修行佛法，而这样的发心呢，必须是很强烈的、很炽盛的哦，去这样发心，然后呢，我们才能够真正的去减少对这一生的执着。
So very first thing, this is important, you know, powerful intention or motivation, you know.It's very important. So, if you have very powerful intention there to practice Dharma, 1 hour, 1 day, whole life, you know, depends. So, how much powerful intention you have, that much result you will achieve, you know. So, everything happens because of your intention, you know. So, everything in the Buddhist, so everything play of the mind, you know, come from the mind, play of the mind, you know.
所以呢，首先在修行佛法方面，最重要的就是要有这样的发心。这样发心呢，必须是很强烈的。如果你拥有这样的发心的话呢，能够拥有这样强烈的心态啊，去修行的话，无论是你修一天的佛法，或修一个月，或一生，你都可以看到那样的效果。当然，你能够持之以恒的话，这一生继续去修行，你就会看到这一生的成就。因为呢，我们修行能不能成就呢，就看我们的发心呢有多深，有多强烈。因为呢，所有的东西呢，万法都是由心造的。
So again, of course, because most of the time we don't have that, you know, powerful intention, you know, to practice Dharma. We don't have that. So because of that, nothing happened. nothing much change, nothing much happening. You know, so.
通常在佛法的修行啊，我们都会讲这个发心。你要有非常强烈的发心，很深的发心，很深刻，很深重的发心。因为呢，我们没有具备这样强烈的发心呢，所以呢，我们修了修，一直修修修，我们觉得在修，可是呢，却没有什么效果。我们没有看到我们有什么好的改变呢。
So again, of course, so to practice Dharma, you must see the point. Why I need to practice Dharma? First place, you must understand. You know why I need to create merit. Why I need to abandon negative action. You know how that bring happiness. How that bring suffering. You know must study and understand. You know then have conviction on that teaching. You know then when you have very clear understanding, conviction, then of course you have very strong.Powerful intention will arise, you know, based on that, you know, powerful intention. Because you see, you know, only the practice Dharma can bring happiness for this life, life to life, you know, up to enlightenment, you know.
所以呢，当我们讲修行佛法的时候，我们要去修佛法。每个人都讲要修啊，要修。可是呢，我们要了解为什么我们要需要去修行佛法。这样，如果我们了解的时候呢，我们才能真正的去积累这个善业，真正的去断除所有的恶行恶业。这样呢，我们就可以明白，怎么样去得到这一生的快乐或来生的快乐生生的快乐痛苦呢是怎样来怎样去断除它。所以呢要真正的明了这样的道理呢我们必须去听闻佛法。听闻佛法我们过后呢去思考我们所听闻的佛法然后得到一个了解明白它到底是怎么一回事。然后去分析进一步的去深化然后得到信解。真正的去明白了解是怎么一回事然后发起这个深性我们叫性解但性解的话你对佛法就会深信不疑就会非常的虔诚然后呢你发心要去修佛法的时候你的发心呢就会非常的深刻就会非常的强烈因为呢你明白这样的去发心去修行佛法能够带给你这一生的快乐而且不只是这一生的快乐能带给你未来生生生的快乐直到你证悟佛的果位
So like that so, so very beginning you know, power of intentionIt's very important. You know, that's the one thing. Yeah.
所以每一天我们在开始修行佛法的时候我们都要发身心。
Then, next, yeah, I can apply the power of the familiarity. Yeah, kumbhito.
然后呢我们要不断的去串习熟悉。
So then, so here, so to reduce, you know, to attachment to this life, reduce attachment to this body, you know, wild possession, friends, you know, so reduce that. So that's the, as we learned before, so thatThe best thing is to meditate on the impermanent. And, you know, then practice of refuge. You know, that's the highly recommended.
所以呢当我们讲到每天去不断的去如理的思维啊，不断的进行这样的思维的话，我们叫串习。这样串习，我们就对佛法非常的熟悉。这样熟悉的话呢，我们就可以啊，进一步去减轻我们对这一生的贪执，可以减低呢我们对这个身体的贪着和贪执。这样 不只是这一生这个身体这一生的贪执，指的是什么呢？就减轻我们对所拥有的财，我们的钱财啊，我们的物品啊，这样的贪执，或对我们朋友的贪执等等。这样我们已经学过了，听过了好多的开示，这样最好的修行方法呢，就是去思维无常，这样思维这东西的无常，这样呢，我们进一步呢发心呢去皈依佛法僧三宝，这样的修行呢是非常重要的，是大家每天应该做的。
So like that. So that's the best thing to meditate, you know, and impermanent, you know. So familiarizing your mind, you know, familiarizing your mind in impermanent, you know, then you really understand, you really, real understanding of the impermanent. And then once you really understand, then put whatever you have time,then put in practice, you know, accumulating merit much as possible by recognizing impermanent, understanding impermanent, then put your effort, whatever your time, put effort to practice, accumulate merit, and whatever your time, put effort to abandon negative karma, you know.
所以呢，在所有的修行当中呢，最好的修行就是念此无常。这样我们应该呢，让我们的心呢去熟悉哈，不断的通过这样的思维呢去串习这个无常，这个、无常的这个概念，然后直到我们呢真正的明白什么是无常，真正的明白无常的重要性。但如果真正明白的话呢，我们就会把我们所空余的时间呢，所有的空闲的时间呢，我们就会专注的去修，因为呢，我们真正的明白了无常的道理。所以，如果明白了无常的道理，我们就会不会浪费时间哦，我们就会善加利用我们的每一分每一秒呢，去积极的去积累善业，积极的去断除所有的恶行还有恶念。
So like that. So, so here about the premeditation, the practice, you know, premeditation with the practice, you know, understanding emptiness, understanding of the impermanent, then put your effort in practice, you know. So the essence is that, you know, accumulate merit, purify the negative karma.
所以呢，这里我们讲到就是串习的力量，就串习的力量呢是非常重要的，所以我们应该依靠这串习的力量，然后去不断的去修，这样我们就会明白修行的重要性。当明白了这无常啊修行的重要性之后呢，我们就会将我们的精力呢放于真，把它放在真正的修行上面。放在真正的修行上面，就说呢，我们会很积极的去不断的去积累所有的善业，我们会积极的去断除所有的恶业。
So I don't know. Next one is the.So, next one is what, I don't know,
the
power, power of the eradication, I don't know, what does that mean? Eradication.
Correction.
Eradication.
Purification.
Huh?I think sometimes they translate to regret also, I don't know. What?
Eradication. What? Power eradication.
Regret, I don't know. Similar to that? Eradication.
There are many translations. Eradication, 拔除力. 拔除.
Se me regret, no?
Yep, regret what you have done.
I don't know. Sometimes I see the same word they translate. Some I see regret. Some they translate ereducation.
Many. There are many translations.
So, anyway, so here the idea is, I don't know, understanding that, you know, the attachment to this body, attachment to this life. So this is the one who give all the suffering, you know. This life, in the past life, life to life, you know, because of this, you know, give so much suffering, you know. So this is the one, you know, who give suffering for this life, life to life, past life, you know. Then to understand that.
第三个力量啊，依靠这个三个力量来修行。第一个我们讲深切的发心，第二个我们讲串习的力量，第三个我们讲是拔除力。这拔除力要拔除的究竟是什么呢？它要拔除、要更正的、要断除的，其实是我们对我们的这一生的身体，还有这一生的这个贪着、贪执。因为如果我明白，我们的烦恼啊，我们的烦恼是由于我们很执着于我们这个身体，很执着于我们这一生，所以它带给我们烦恼话，烦恼的话呢，不只是这一生的这样的贪执，不只是这一生带给我们烦恼，在未来生它也继续带给我们烦恼，那来生来生生生啊，都带给我们这个烦恼，这烦恼。带来这个烦恼的话，就会引起我们的痛苦，感觉到痛苦。所以如果明白这一点的话呢，我们就明白这个贪着这一生不好的地方，而且我们可以进一步去分析过去生，过去生呢，也是这样，因为我们对过去生的身体的执着，内身的执着，所以我们也有很多烦恼和痛苦。所以这一点呢，是我们必须串习明白的。
So idea is that understand that this give all the problem, you know. So then now I must, you know, the point is now I must, what call it, eradicate, you know, I don't know. So this one, you know, even 1 second, put my effort to abandon or eradicate this thought, you know. Again, making a strong determination there, you know, to make or.
所以明白这一点是非常非常重要的。所以呢，我们会看到这样的贪着呢，带有很多的烦恼，然后你这个烦恼会引起我们很大的痛苦。所以呢，现在还有，我明白了这一点，我一定要尽我的全力，尽所有的力量，可能我力量是很微薄的，可尽所有的力量呢，去断除这个烦恼，去断除这样的贪执，就算是一秒钟，我的力量只能真正的去断除，只有这一秒钟的力量呢，我也不会放弃，我要去真正的断除这样的贪着和痛苦。
So then of course So again, same thing. You know, there's nothing to cling. You know, end of the day, you look deeply, there's nothing to cling. And this body, you know, this body, friendship, wealth, whatever we have in this life, you know, you look deeply, meditate, there's nothing to hold on, end of the day, you know.
所以同样的呢，我们就进一步的去做这个思维修啊，因为我们贪着这个身体，我们贪着这一生。可是呢，如果你看看，不只是我们这一生，我们的这个身体，还有由这个身体所引发的各种联想啊，这是我的朋友，我的财产哦，你进一步去这样的去这个身体，我这一生还有我所有的这个东西啊，进一层的深一层的去分析的话，去分析啊，这个我这个身体的朋友财产，你进一步去分析这个你贪着的一个对象，到底他在哪里啊？他真正的在哪里？你进深一层的去分析的话，就发现呢，其实呢，他真的什么都没有，就没有真正的东西可以让你呢去贪执的。
So the here, I mean, of course, I'm relating with the impermanent. You know, so there's nothing. Normally, we believe, you know, our body, possession, friendship, everything permanent. You know, long lasting. You know, with this wrong concept we have. But when you really meditate deeply, there's nothing there, solid, permanent. You know, there's nothing there. You know, everything's impermanent. You know, it will disappear. You know, so therefore, there's nothing solid to hold on, attached to that. You know, so when you understand that, then impermanent, then you reduce the attachment, clinging this life, you know, this body, possession, friendship will be reduced.
所以呢，为什么讲你真正的去分析啊？其实什么都没有，什么都看不到。这是因为呢，我们可以用无常呢去进一步，死无常去进一步分析。因为通常呢，我们都认为呢，我们这个身体啊，我们下意识啊，不是我们平常这样看或者去想，我们下意识都认为，我们这个身体啊，还有我们身体所属于的这个朋友啊，我们所拥有的这个财产啊等等，我们通常都认为哦，它是不会变化的，它是永远在那边的，它是常住不变的。可是如果你进一步去分析啊，去想，去思维修的话，你把这个无常运用到你的这个身体啊，你的朋友呢，你的财产，你会发现呢，每一样东西啊，它每一样东西它都时时刻刻都在那边变化，终于有一天它到来的时候呢，它会完全消失不见。它完全消失不见了，所以呢，你一直执着的这个东西啊，有一天你执着的东西呢不见了，就没有什么好执着了。所以这个我们一直去执着的东西呢，你去进步去想的话，你就知道它是也是无常的。在你明白这个道理之后呢，你就会减少。不是完全断除，减少你对你的身体的这个贪执，减少呢你对你的朋友那个贪执的那种念头，减少你对自己的我所有，就你的财产、你的朋友这样的贪执。
All like that. So then the last, I think last is the power of the prayer. So.
所以现在讲的是最后一个力量，就帮助我们修行的力量。
Miss out something look like, huh?Miss out the one thing. What got that?
The one thing.
Power of the white seat.
Oh.
I think we miss out that look like.
White seat, power of white seat.
Power of the white seat. Karbu Sabamito. I think first one is that one. Pembeto. Power of intention. Then power of familiarity.
Familiarity.
The third one is power of...
Eradication.
No, before that. Third one is that one. Power of white seat.
Power of white,
power
seat.
Of white seat. Yeah, third one.
第三个力量的是善的种子的力量。
So I mean, almost I said already, but I mean just to...what do you call that one? The familiarity, not the power. Familiarity means to practice. Yeah, familiarity of the practice. That's such as meditation impermanent, and practice of refuge. You know, so that's the power of familiarity is about that.
所以呢，它有四种力量呢，我们可以 依赖的，然后帮助我们修行。第一个是发心力，就我们的发心呢要非常的强烈，非常的深，所以呢这样我们的修行呢才会有效果。第二个呢是串习力，就串习的力量，所以我们要不断不断的去思维修，直到我们非常非常的熟悉，就是我们想到那个结论就出来了，所以这个叫串习力。这样串习力，我们串习修的是什么呢？我们修的就是无常。第一个要修的非常重要，就无常，念死无常。第二个要修呢，就是因为念死无常，所以我们要皈依。然后第三个呢是善业的力量，善业的种子力量。然后第四个是那个拔除力。
So then the power of seed, of course, I mean the idea is that, you know, then within understanding of your this permanent refuge, then you create the marriage, abandon negative karma. So you create married and live, you know, the white seed, you know, in your mind. So that means living the positive imprint in your mind. So that's the power of white seed is about that, you know, within understanding emptiness, then in permanent, then you practice, you know, to abandon negative karma, accumulate merit, you know, so that means living positive imprint, the virtuous imprint in your mind.
这个善的种子的力量和善业的力量呢，指的是什么呢？当我们去串习，我们明白无常的时候呢，我们明白我们要皈依的时候，完完全全明白的话，我们就会积极的去积累所有的善业福报，然后我们就会断除所有的恶行还有恶的种子。这样呢，我们就在我们的心相续里面呢，种下了一颗善的种子。我们就讲了，在我们心相续里面呢，就种下了善的习气。所以这个善业的力量呢，以后呢，就可以推动我们继续去修行。
So like that, then the last one is the power of the prayer. So then, of course, power of prayer can be like a dedication, you know, can be like that. So then the idea is that, so whatever, I mean, prayer, you know, you make a strong prayer there, dedicate, you know, be able to practice Dharma, you know, or reduce this attachment, you know, especially time of the death, you know, before the death, you know, near the death, you know, making a strong prayer, you know, able to practice Dharma, able to reduce attachment like that. Also then, even take rebirth in Pardo, you know, when you go to Pardo, also making this prayer, even Pardo time, may able to practice Dharma, abandon attachment, then like that, you know, from life to life, you know, next life, from life to life, may I able to practice Dharma, reduce the attachment, you know, clinging Buddhist life like that.
刚才好像要更正，我要更正一下。就第一个是发心的力，第二个是串习的力，第三个是善业的力，善业种子力。所以呢，那个拔除呢是在里面，在这串习和善业种子力里面。然后最后一个力量呢是祈愿力。那祈愿力呢，我们可以在这样修行过后，我们进行回向。那回向呢，在回向里面，我们可以去祈求向佛法僧祈求愿你此功德呢回向于什么什么，这个我们都很熟悉。那我们祈求什么呢？祈求让我们能够呢不断的不间断的去修习佛法，让我们能够不间断的去除我们的贪执，然后呢愿我们呢在尤其是在死亡的这一刻发生的时候呢，我们这祈求的力量是很重要的。然后我们也祈求在死亡之前能够修习佛法，在死亡那一刻呢，我们能够修行佛法，在来生呢，我们可以继续修习佛法，甚至在死亡发生之后，我们进入中有的阶段，在这个中有，在中阴身的这个阶段呢，我们也应该发生心到继续去祈求，在中阴身的时候呢，让我们能够继续去修行佛法，能够断除我们的贪执，能够积极的去积善等等，这样一直祈求，让我们生生世世都能修行佛法，直到证悟。
So like that. So, so I teach that. Then any whatever difficulty happen in the life, so so all this able to transform. You know, whatever difficult problem happen in this life, then able to transform into the Dharma practice. You know, by understanding impermanence, then everything able to transform into Dharma. So like that. That's the one thing. Then also is making strong prayer, you know, meeting the qualified Dharma teacher, you know, from life to life.
所以呢，我们应该这样的去祈求，就是无论我们遇到什么的困难呢，有怎么样的烦恼，遇到怎样的障碍啊，我们都能够把它哈、哦、转换成修行的方法，然后呢，把这个障碍啊，这个业障啊什么全部都消掉，然后转换成道用修行的道来用。所以怎么样这样去转换呢？当我们遇到这些障碍啊，这些烦恼啊，我们要消，怎样消呢？我们就要念死无常。就念死无常，这是无常的，无常的这样。然后呢，用这个无常的道理呢，帮助我们转换我们的烦恼，把它变成了一种佛法的修行，变成是佛法的修行。所以我们应该这样的发生心，我去祈求啊，在祈求，愿我们呢生生世世、啊、都能够遇到具德的上师啊，具德的师父啊，啊，来继续教导我们。
Okay, so this is the power, by power, okay, also, now I'm relating with the Dharma practice here, the four power, okay?
Five powers.
Five power,
yeah. Oh, okay.
再更正，所以这是修行佛法的五种力量。所以呢，第一种力量是发心力，第二种力量呢是串习力，第三种力量是拔除力啊，第四个力量呢，如果造就犯的是白子力，就善业的力量。第五种力量呢是起愿力。
You got the five?
五种都
seven.
五种都记得了吗？下个星期考试了。
So, I mean, now here relating with the Dharma practice. You know, you really want to practice Dharma, then you must have this five. You know, this five power is really necessary. You know, again, most important is the power of intention. You know, the very first one. So, you have powerful intention, then rest will come. You know.
所以呢，如果我们要真正的去修行佛法的话呢，我们必须五力具足啊，这五种力量呢都要具备，我们才能够真正的修行。那、啊、在这五种力量之中呢，最重要的就重中之重啊，是属于这个第一个发心力。如果你能够真正的发起深切强烈的心愿呢、啊，要去修行的话呢，这样接下来四种力量呢就会跟着出现。
Yeah, so it's, I mean, everything like that, you know, I mean, here, power of intention, you really want, you know, you really want Dharma, you really want to practice Dharma, you know, it's really coming from your heart, I really want to practice Dharma, you know, this really need to come, you know, if really that come, of course then, you will put all the effort.
所以呢，如果你拥有这个发心力哦，你拥有这个发心力，就从你的内心的深处，你要自己想啊，自己你自己会知道，你的内心的深处，你真的发愿，真的愿意啊，真的很想很想去修行这个佛法的，有这种强烈的、很强烈的心愿的话呢，这样呢，你真的你就会死，你都会让它发生，这是。新加坡人讲的呆呆，你都会让它发生啊！你会让它真的哦哦去发生，就其他的一些力量就会跟着出现。
啊，新加坡人呆呆 what？
呆呆，我 make it happen。
啊
，Singlish
呆呆 must happen。
Yes。
So yes. Something like that。啊 ，something like that。Then, So because of we don't have that, you know. Huh? I saw one time I saw this somebody selling this one. Japanese cheese pop. I don't know. You know, to buy that you have to queue. 100 people queue like that. Just to buy that pop, you have to queue like that. Because they think nice, they think good, they want so much, they don't mind waiting 100 standing there. So like that, I mean, you really have this want to practice Dhamma. I really want that. Then it's no difficulties. Yeah, so problem is we don't have that. You know, we don't see Dhamma is so emergency, I need that. Without that, my life is no use, you know. We don't see that. So here, of course, we must have this power of intention, is that about I want, you know. Then, rest. Then will happen, in Dhamma practice will happen, you know.
所以呢，这是我们的问题了，就是我们没有这种强烈的这个发心力，我们真的没有强烈。就是这个Karen Bia举了一个例子，就有一次呢，他看到有人在排队买这个日本的芝士泡芙 puff， 啊，这样有大概100个人呢。100是大概的数目字，就是很多很多人在排队啊，排长龙了，所以他们人在这边等了，要等很久，只是买这个泡芙而已啊，泡芙而已啊。所以呢，因为他们在心里想，哇，这个东西很好吃，这是很难得的，哇哦，这个流会流口水的。所以呢，他们不介意等了，所以他们等哦，他们也不会有什么怨言啊，也不会哎呀很热啊，什么全部都没有。他们等，哇啊，终于轮到我了，再去买。所以他们觉得很开心，为什么呢？因为他内心里面就这样想嘛，这是很好的，这是我一定要的。这样呢，把这样的心理呢。来做一个比较，就我们比较我们佛法的修行，我们讲要发心啊，我们每次呢都讲要发心，可是呢我们却发不了这种心了。所以呢我们在修行佛法的时候呢，我们就真的又有很多困难了啊，这个不可以啊，那个不可以。可是如果你有真正的有就具备这个发心了，好像排队买那个日本芝士泡芙那样的心态，有更强的发心的话，在你修行佛法其实就没有问题了，对吗？就没有问题了吗？要等很久也不用紧的吗？要排排排。所以呢，因为呢，我们没有这种强烈、深刻的那种发心的，所以呢，我们不会觉得，哎呀，如果我没有修行佛法，哎呀，我这一生就完蛋了。有时会这样想的，很少人会这样想。哎呀，没有佛法，我不修行佛法，哎呀，我就完了。因为我没有这样的发心的，所以呢。我们呢，我们去修行佛法，我们讲，哎呀，这个不可以了，这个不可以，所以我们就很多困难。如果我们有真正的发心的话呢，要修行佛法，什么时候都可以了，它就绝对没有问题了。
OK， 啊，
哦 ，So practicing Dhamma is like buying Japanese cream puff。Cheese puff.
Yeah, must queue. I want the curry for the Japanese puff. You know, queue like that. That kind of interest you need, you know. Then?
所以呢，我们对修行佛法要好像排队买日本芝士泡芙那样。有那样浓厚的兴趣啊，啊！
So then, also the mention. You know, the five power, time after death. How to apply five power
所以呢，这个经典上啊，他也有讲到如何在死亡的那一刻呢，在死亡发生的时候，运用这五种力量来帮助我们。
So here, so the first one, when you talk about death, apply. First one is the power of the white seat, you know.
第一个呢，当死亡发生的时候呢，第一个力量啊，第一个激活的力量就是善业种子的力量，或者是白子力。
So that means, you know, when the death comes, you know, near the death, you know, when you know you're going to die, you know, that time. So because.The problem is, you know, because of the attachment, we attach so much our body, or attach so much our wild friend, you know, so that there's the difficult time, you know, so it must let go, you know, attachment at that time of death, first things must let go, whatever we have.You know, letting go. So that's the important part. So, whatever we have, anything, you know, then make offering, you know, clearing up, making offering, you know, to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha like that. Then create the merit. Then letting go the attachment.
所以当死亡发生的时候呢，我们想要利用这个善业种子的力量或者白子力，就是当死亡发生的时候，当我们讲死亡发生的时候，其实如果讲白一点，当我们知道自己要死的那个时候了，当我们知道自己要死的时候呢，会有怎样的问题？通常呢，我们都是因为很贪着于我们这个身体，很执着我们这个身体，或者我们身体啊所拥有的一切，比如说我们所拥有的财产呢，我们觉得是属于我这个身体，我的东西，我的朋友等等啊，亲戚啊，朋友等等。所以呢，我们很贪着，就是我们放不下，你紧紧的抓住啊，这要死的那一刻，我们要紧紧的抓住。所以呢，我们放不下，所以 这就是有问题了，这问题就来了啊！因为如果我们有这贪着的话呢，我们烦恼就会跟着来。所以当死亡发生的时候呢，这个重点呢，这个重点就是说，我们用善业的力量呢，把这些呢全部放下。那讲放下，讲很容易啊，做很难。所以讲放下呢，所以有个方法就是说，我们应该可以这样去思维啊，讲，哎，我把我的身体，我所拥有的这一切啊，我的财产，我的朋友，在心里啊，你死亡，你要死的时候，你就讲，我把这些呢都献给三宝，献给佛法僧。那你献给佛法僧，就是佛法僧的了，不是你的了，哦，就不是你的，那你就放下了。啊，这样呢，如果能够这样做到的话呢，就放下这些呢，那献给佛法僧三宝的话，那时候呢，你就积极了善业，你就造了善业了。
So, so like that. So, less attached, you know, no attachment.The point is that time of death, no attachment on the object, you know, or friends, or wealth, or anything, any object, no attachment there. So idea is that when you attachment on that object, any object, you're so attached to that, you cling on that, then if you die like that, you know, with so much clinging on the object, then you die like that, then problem is,Due to that strong attachment, then you don't have good support, you know.
所以，如果我们真的能够做到这一点的话呢， 在我们心里呢完全放下的话，我们就可以减轻或者是完完全全的断除我们的贪执，对于我们这个身体啊，我们所拥有身体，由这个身体这一生呢所拥有的财物啊，这身所拥有的亲戚朋友啊，或者是任何东西呢，我们贪着就可以减轻，就可以放下啊。这一点在死亡发生的课是非常重要的。如果我们对任何一点点的事物啊，一点任何我们讲外境啊，这个外境啊，朋友啊什么了、啊、之类的，有一点点的贪着啊，我们贪着的话，这样的贪着呢，或者会引起很深重的贪着的话呢，它会引起我们的烦恼啊。但这种烦恼的话呢，因为我们就放不下了，我们一直要又放不下，要死了又不能不放，所以这样的烦恼纠缠的话呢，它的结果就是呢，我们的下一生呢，我们可能就没有办法投生到三上道去了。
Okay, so so that's the so anyway, the idea is that, you know, so before the death come, clearing up, you know, either give charity or, you know, either make offering or give charity, you know, there's nothing to hold up, you know. So idea is that, you know, everything charity and whatever you do, you know, nothing clinging on that, so that you die with very joyful, you know, you die with the joy, you know, I've done something good thing, you know, give charity, this and that, this. Anyway, this you cannot take with you, you know, very clearly, so, you know, so I, then, I mean, idea is that, give up everything, you know, then relax, you know, die with the joy, you know, so the idea is that, so then, in this way, you have good rebirth, you know.
所以呢，在死亡发生前呢，其实不需要等到死亡那一刻的，在死亡发生前呢，就应该把所有这些会引起烦恼啊，这些债务啊，完全清除掉。所以我们可以把我们所拥有的这些东西啊，我们可以把它做慈善啊，把它捐掉啊，或者做一些好事啊等等。这样呢，我们就不会死亡发生的时候，我们就不会啊那么执着了。所以我们死亡发生的时候没有执着的话，这样你就会很开心了。为什么？你懂啊？我这一生我做了好多好事，我已经行善了、嗯、所以呢，在死亡的时候呢，你的心呢就很平和，就很快乐。所以呢，如果呢你能够呢把你这一生在死亡之前呢发生那一刻开始，你把所有的东西呢都放掉的话，都去行善啊，都做善事的话，当死亡发生的那个时候呢，嗯，你就可以很轻松的去面对死亡了。然后呢，你轻松的面对死亡的时候，当死亡真正发生的时候啊，你就会感到很高兴很快乐，因为呢你懂这一生过后你可以进入到任何的三善道去了。
So like that, so, so, I mean, there's many in, you know, the story, you know, about when you're attached to the object, then after they die, you know, there's many, many different stories, you know, because you attach that object, then, you know, next time you take like a snake, you know, like that, then you are holding that object, you know, like the holding that object, whatever you attach, you know, so become like that.
如果你去看读那些佛教故事啊，你可以看到很多很多这样的一些故事，就是有些人呢对某一些事物很贪着，就贪着说到死亡发生的时候，他很执着那样的东西，就他死后呢，因为放不下嘛，所以他投生到三恶道去。比如说有的人就投生了，下一生就变成蛇，投生为蛇，因为呢他还执着于那样的一个东西，一直放着不下。
So like that. So then after that, power of the prayer, so then making strong prayer, you know, by making this offering or charity, you know, then dedicate that, you know, so you're married and make strong prayer from life to life, you know, to practice Dharma, you know, to reduce attachment, practice Dharma, and make a strong prayer, meet the right friendship there to practice Dharma, right condition, right friend, right supporter to practice Dharma, you know, making strong prayer like that.
就发这个身心哦，这个用这个善业的力量呢，让我们能够生生世世一直不断的修行哦，的佛法，直到呢我们证得证悟为止。这样呢，发生生世世呢，就这一死亡法的时候，能够继续再来生，继续修行佛法，未来生生世世修行佛法。这样修行佛法怎么样修行呢？就是用我的生生世世都能够遇到那个具德的上师啊，遇到这个良好的修法的因缘啊，修法的条件啊，修法所需要的各种各样的条件都具足，让我能够继续去修行佛法。所以应该以这样的心愿呢，去发心。
So like that, so then next one, power of eradication. I don't know.
Eradication.
So again, to understanding, you know, all this, you know, the problem come from clinging on this life, clinging on this body. So because of that, we have all, you know, we've been suffering for life to life, you know, so like that. So I must let go, you know, this clinging on this life, you know. If you look deeply, there's nothing to cling, nothing to hold on. So therefore, I must let go, you know, all this clinging on this life, you know, on this body, yeah.
那下一个力量我们要依止的，就是在死亡发生的时候，是依靠这个拔除力。这样我们怎么依靠这拔除力？我们必须明白我们的烦恼，我们这个烦恼呢，这一生所贪着的东西，它会引起我们的烦恼，然后呢，带给我们痛苦。如果不断除的话呢，不只是这一生呢，都会感受到痛苦，就生生世世啊，这个烦恼会跟着你，因为你没有断除嘛，所以就继续带给你痛苦。 这样的去思维，这样去分析，这样我们就会放下，我们就知道我们必须放下我们所有的贪执，就贪执。所以你又告诉我自己，我一定要放下，我对我这个身，这一生，我对我这一生的身体，我对我的亲戚啊、朋友那种贪着这个念头，这个我一定要全部呢都放下。
So I did this, you know, so not following this thought, attachment, you know, clinging this life, clinging this body. I will not let follow my mind, you know, with this attachment, with this life. So I test that.
所以呢，你就告诉自己呢，我的心呢，不要跟着这个贪着的妄心呢，让它牵着鼻子走，不要一直跟着它走，一直想，然后跟着它走。我要把这个念头呢，完全放下。
So then, next one, the power of the intention. So then again, of course, again then you make strong intention there. You know, even part of time, even next life. You know, may I never forget of this practice. You know, always mindful. You know, never forget. Always mindful on this practice. You know, always. Making strong intention there.
接下来呢，我们就要讲这个发心力了，就是呢，我们要发起深切的心愿，就是无论呢是死亡发生过后，我们在终有的阶段，终有就是说，你在这一生已经完了过去了，然后下一生还没有开始，在中间那个地段呢，还没有投身到下一生，这个阶段叫终有，在你那个身体就叫终阴身，所以在这个终阴身的阶段呢，你也继续发愿哦，下一生呢，就像我的来生呢，愿我不会忘记哦，这个修行佛法，愿我不会忘记这个修法，就是不要贪着，要放下。所以你就发这个深切的心愿。
Okay, the last one is part of premeditation. So that is, so again, of course, with this strong intention. Then again, premeditation or practice, you know, what you used to practice in the life. You know, for example, here meditation on impermanent, and then take having strong refuge, developing strong refuge. No.Meditation impermanent, you know, familiarize that, you know. So meditate like that, then like that. So that's the practice of familiarity, power of the familiarity.
所以呢，最后一个力量呢，就是串习力。这串习力就是我发起这样深切强烈的心愿呢，我要不断不断的去修行了、不断不断的熟悉这个修行的方法啊。比如说这个修行的方法是什么呢？在这里呢，我们是修行这个念死无常。在念死无常，我们非常非常熟悉呢，我们就升起这个心愿呢，发这个身心呢，要去皈依三宝。所以不断的不断的去修啊，不断去思维修，得到同样的结论。所以呢，也很熟悉这样的修法，我们叫串。所以我们依靠这个串习的力量呢，让我们不断的去修。
So like that, this the so, so like that. Then, you know, I mean, this the talk about time of the death practice like that. Then you meditate in like that, you know, thinking of impermanent. Then you sleep, you know, like how Buddha sleep like that, you know, like the sleep, then you breathe, not always thinking.Impermanent, you know, that like that, you know, you sleep like that, that means you die in that posture, you know. So that means you die like that, of course, then we have good rebirth, you know, remembering the Buddha, you know. So then you die like that, then you have good rebirth, so I teach that.
所以呢，这是一位死亡而准备了这个力量哦，他死。所以呢，你在死亡发生的时候，你也应该这样的去修啊。就在死亡发生的时候，你不应该停止，应该去修。在死亡发生的时候，你也需要念死无常啊，也是要念死无常，这样你才能够放下。这样的平常的每天你睡觉的时候，也应该是这样的哦，这样的去修，这样去想。所以，如果当死亡发生的时候呢，你可以这样的去修行，然后呢，你可以好像佛陀那种佛陀睡觉的时候那样修。如果你死亡的时候，你这样躺着睡哈，哦，然后这样的去想，这样去修，这样。这样呢，你就可以确保你的下一生呢，你会投生到善道去。
Okay, I think that's it. Huh? So I just like that. So, what do you say?
所以呢，这就是今天天如姐要跟我们讲的。
So I'm talking from there.The poor power will talk next class. So anyway, so the idea is that, you know, how important, you know. So here I'm talking meditation on impermanent. It's the very, very powerful, you know, to recognize that, you know. So that means meditate yourself. Yourself is the impermanent, especially the body, you know, impermanent, you know. So when you really understand impermanent, then easy to let go.You know, we don't cling on so much. So when you don't cling on so much, then less attachment. With less attachment, then easy to practice Dharma. Yeah.
所以今天我们要讲的就是这五力五种力量。他告诉我们呢， 这五种力量是多么的重要，无论是这一生或者死亡的时候或者来生。所以呢，这五种力量呢里面最重要的那个修法其实就是念死无常。这念死无常呢，如果能够这样修的话，修得成功的话，它的那个力量啊，带有那个力量，修法的力量是非常非常大的。因为呢，我们讲念死无常啊，都念什么无常啊？念死我们讲过了，可是最重要的就是念我们这个身体，因为我们对身体的这个执着是很深重的。那个身体的无常，我们身体是在变化的无常的。如果你真的能够知道我们身体呢是会死亡、会消灭、会是无常的话，这样我们对待我们身边发生的事情呢，就比较容易放下。无论是我们自己或对身边人，这样呢，我们就不会呢，有那么多的执着贪着。如果我们没有那么多的执着贪着的，没有这种执着，就是我们贪着比较少的话呢，这样呢，我们要真的去修行佛法，就会比较容易。
So like that. So, yeah. So as the pond is good quality, you know, after the death.You know, just like a shadow follow the body. You know, I mean nothing. You know, your body, if your body doesn't go, you cannot, how much you cherish your body also cannot bring with you for the next life. Then of course, the mentioned friends, wealth, impossible to bring together. How much you cherish, impossible to bring together. Only goes is your black and white karma follow with you.You know, carry with your mind. You know.
所以呢，这就是我们应该时常意念的，时常去意念去串习的，因为呢，因为我们从这里有这个功德本颂里面哦，第四记和第五个记颂里面，他也就懂了，就事后跟从，犹如影随形啊，这是还有。并且确知黑白业诸果啊，这两句话就是我们这个身体呢，无论我们呢多么喜爱我们的这个身体、啊、或身体所拥有的东西，我们都不能带到下一生去。我们身体呢是不会跟着我们到下一生的。然后呢，我们所拥有的东西，比如说我们的财产，无论我们多么喜欢、多么珍爱呀、啊、多么珍惜我们的财产，我们是带不到下一生去的。这等等，这我们能够带到下一生去的，就只有我们这一生所造作的黑夜和白夜。当然还有上一生、上一生的。我们所有的黑夜、白夜，如果没有成熟的话，业报没有成熟的话，我们就把这些呢储存在我们的心相续里面啊，在储存到我们的心相续里面，它就跟着我们的心相续的到达下一生去。
So like that. So as you know, last time we talked about the lamrim, in the time of the death, your relative or friend.They cannot help. And also that even your own body cannot help. Then your wealth, you know, possession also cannot help. Time of the death, only Dharma can help, you know.
所以呢，我们以前在上这个道次第啊。道次第课程的时候，菩提道次第课程里面，我们已经学过了，对吗？就死亡念死无常，就什么三根本啊、三念啊等等。哦，当死亡发生的时候，我们知道呢，我们的亲戚啊、朋友啊这些东西啊，全部都不能帮助我们，因为只有我们自己去下一生，他们不会跟着去。像我所拥有的财产呢，也不能帮助我们，我们不可以用钱财来买通，买通说哦，我不要死人，让我活，也不可以。我们所拥有的身体，我们珍爱这个身体呢，它也不能帮助我们呢，避免我们不会死亡。所以这些东西呢。就我还有我所有的一切都不能帮助我们到下一生，只有佛法，只有佛法才能帮助我们过渡到下一生或来生。
Okay, then you have question now ask, I'm done.
Okay, 今天我们的开示就到这里为止，大家有问题可以发问。 aunties respond is, so at the time of death, only our black and white karma will follow us. Then the rest we have to leave behind.
Yeah.
对.
What do you want to carry?
你要带什么去？天人就问你，你要带什么去下一生？每一分钟都要修行啊！Auntie responded, so every minute we must practice the Dhamma continuously. Every minute we must practice.
So accurate, correct.
非常准确。Auntie, 你的理解，你的理解很正确。
Auntie really understand my teaching.
Auntie, 你已经完全明白 Ken Rinpoche 要讲的，很好。安迪，你的武力和天龙诀教的有点不大一样了。安迪 is saying that in the five powers, according to what she read, there's one called the power of projecting.你的是哪一个课本？我们刚才讲的第一个是发心的力，和你的那个是什么？发愿力啊？第二，串习力也是一样。对治力，我们是拔除力。啊，白发种子力，对，刚才也有善业的力量的种子，牵引力。哦，我们是发愿啊，回向啊，起愿力啊，回向起愿。哦，你那个是牵引力了。哦哦
哦 ，It is very good.
啊。Because Auntie got her own text, so her own text use different translation, different terms. So he's saying that the first one is the same. The first one is what's the first one? Power intention. The second one is power of familiarity. Third one is power eradication. But he used a different Chinese term. Then the next one is the power of white seeds, which is the same. The next one is power of dedication. Then they have this kind, they translate as something like projecting, the power of projecting, force of projecting, because you have this dedication that brings you, that project you to the next life. They use projecting.
Yeah, the Tibetan word have the death word pemba, projecting.
Projecting.
That is, I mean, here, that mean power of the intention. Projecting mean power of the intention.
Oh.
You know, so, you know, as I mentioned before, of course, this is the, what really move on, what kind of level you reach is all part of the intention, you know. So that's the, maybe projecting, maybe they translate like that, but the point is power of the intention.
OK, 因为在藏文呢、啊，藏文原文里面它有所谓的就是你发心力量的强弱度、啊、它可以牵引你到下一生去，所以他们是把它放在那个发心力里面的，而发心看你发心的多强啊。啊，所以你发心，然后你可以做到的话，你回向的话，发愿的话，它可以带你到下一个善生。所以它用的是所以你的牵引力哦是不同的翻译 就是和那个祈愿力一样。可是在藏文里面，这个牵引它是放在那个发心的力量第一个力里面所以你这个翻译不一样，法本不一样。因为藏文有这个牵引这个部分，可是放在那个发心力she's saying that whatever Kim Rimchi has explained is clearer, because when she reads it, she doesn't, she's sort of fuzzy, not very clear. But after you have explained it, she's very clear now.
Okay, very good.
很好。
Okay, so...
So thank you, Rinpoche. She said, thank you, Ken Rinpoche.
You didn't say.
She said. I'm translating.
So, of course, I mean, so, in monastery, I've seen some monk who pass away, before the passing away, you know. So, there's one monk. So, he normally don't dress nice clothes. You know, that day he dressed up very nice clothes and go around the monastery, circumambulate. Morning he did that. Then people ask him, you know, everybody know him, so, why you dress well? Today, you know, surprise the people ask. Today is my last day, he said. So like that. Also then, he have some loan with some people, so he went to pay all the loan. You know, like that. Then I think next day he passed away like that.
所以呢，在Ken Rinpoche曾经在寺庙里面呢看过这样的一个东西啊，就是寺庙里面有很多喇嘛，对吗？这样有个喇嘛，其中一个喇嘛现在已经圆寂了。像这个喇嘛呢，平常穿着是很随便的，他是很随意的。可是呢，有一天呢，他却穿得很好看啊，穿最好的那个僧服，然后他就去绕塔。这样，因为很多人都认识他了，那这在庙里面大家都互相认识的，这样在那个地方很多人就认识他，这样人家就问他，诶，哇，你春天穿得很不同啊，通常我们都会这样了，那喇嘛也是一样。所以呢，他那天他在绕这个塔的时候，人家就问他，哇，你今天穿得很好看哦，他讲，哦，因为今天是我最后一天了。这样呢，他那天呢绕完塔，然后他可能还欠了一些东西啦，他就去还清了，还清他所欠的东西。然后隔天呢，他就圆寂了。
So like then there's another monk also he lived next to my neighbor, you know, next to my neighbor when I was there. So also then before he passed away, you know, then he went to make offering to the monastery, to every sangha, tea offering.Cash offering, you know, he make that. Then after 2 days, he's gone. Whatever he have, he give. Then he went like that also. You know.
这样呢，有另外一个喇嘛呢，他以前呢就住在 Ken Rinpoche 街的隔壁啊，邻居这样了。就那时候 Ken Rinpoche 还住在寺庙的时候了，就他的楼下 Ken Rinpoche 住在楼下那隔壁，我忘记几层楼了哦，哪一层楼我不知道了。到楼下隔壁，像他在圆寂前呢，他知道自己的时间到了，所以呢，他就去寺庙里面的管账务的部门，这样他去供养每一个僧人，每一个喇嘛，就给他们做那个茶供养啊，喝茶等等。这样两天后呢，他就把所有的东西，他所有的一切财产的一切物资啊，全部都供养完了。这两天后，他圆寂了。Does it mean that these lamas have clairvoyance? That's why they know. Does it mean that these lamas have clairvoyance? That's why they know when is their time of death? Auntie's question.
Maybe, yeah, maybe a clairvoyant.
可能啊，可能他们已经修到有神通了。
So what I'm talking here is like that. So idea is that, you know, so of course letting go is the most difficult one, you know. So you must practice in daily life how to let go, you know, especially time after death, you know.Not clinging on any object. So this is the very, very important. Once you cling on any object, very strongly attachment, that painful death, you know, miserable death. Of course, because of that, the next rebirth is miserable, you know.
所以我们这里讲的大致上都是以这个方式啊，好了，发生的。这样的其实它的重点就是我们要学会放下，因为要放下其实是很难很难，其实是最难的一件事。所以呢，如果我们没有在平常的日子里面呢，去这样的去思维，这样的去不断的熟悉，这样的不断的去串习的话，如果我们没有这样做的话，当死亡发生的时候，我们才要哦，我要放下，我要放下，这样就很难了。所以呢，我们在平常就每一天的时候，就要这样的去串习，这样的去思维，这样死亡发生的时候呢，我们才容易放下，我们才不会执着。因为如果我们在死亡发生的时候，我们对任何一个事物产生这执着的话，这样呢，我们的下一生呢就会会下到三恶道去了。
So like that, you know, so.That's why last class I talk about the forgiveness, you know. So same thing. When I'm angry, then we hold on day to day up to the death. You know, then even the deadline, you hold the grudge in your mind. Then your death is painful, you know. Then of course, because of that, then the next rebirth is painful rebirth.
所以呢，就是上一堂课我们讲的要怎么样学会原谅，这个原谅就，所以呢，如果呢我们对某一些事物呢，我们会很生气的话，我们引起我们的生气嗔怒的话，这样呢，我们一直执着，一直拿着这个生气啊不放下的话，这样它会在我们的心里慢慢的积累，一天天慢慢积累，直到我们死亡那一刻，这样它一直呢都存在我们的心上，就放在我们的心上。所以它没有，你没有放下的话，当死亡发生的时候呢，你就会感到很痛苦，因为它就会来缠你了。所以当你死亡的时候，你感到这个痛苦，然后你放不下的话，这样你的下一生呢也就会继续感到痛苦了。
So like that. So time of death is important. You know that letting go all attachment, anger, let go. You know that taking strong refuge. You know, I mean, whatever you used to practice, whether Amitabha Buddha or.Jealousy, whatever you used to practice, you know, then keep in mind. You know, let go all the attachment, anger, just think the Amitabha Buddha like that, you know, then, you know, have strong faith, devotion, you know, guided by Amitabha Buddha from life to life, you know, then having the strong faith, devotion, and conviction on that, you know, then you go, your death happened like that with joy, you know, so then.There's the chance to have good rebirth in future, you know.
所以当死亡发生的那一刻，就死亡发生的那一刻，其实是你一生中最重要的时刻。所以当死亡发生的时候呢，你应该放下你心里头的所有的贪念、所有的执着、所有的嗔怒，这全部呢都要完完全全放下。在你能够放下的话呢，你要升起强烈的、很强烈的皈依三宝的心念，这样呢，它就帮助你。这样你要意念你生前的所有的修行， 这是除了皈依要意念生前的修行，比如说你生前你是修阿弥陀佛极乐世界净土的话，或者你生前呢是专门修行这观世音菩萨的话，或者慈悲佛观世音的话，这样你就要意念哦，意念这个佛，就意念这个三宝，所以我们讲强烈的皈依心，然后呢，用这样的意念呢，意念的帮助你，这样你放下所有的执着。这样你对你的三宝或你专门修的那个法，比如说阿弥陀佛，升起很强烈的皈依的愿心，很虔诚的去发心的话，就愿阿弥陀佛能够生生世世的引导你，做你的引导，帮助你，让你继续去修行的话，这样呢，当死亡发生的时候，下一刻下一生要去的时候，这样你就有机会啊，能够得到善道去，投身到善道去。
So that's why the Gautama Master said that, you know, when if you are Dharma practitioner, you know, at least time after death, you know, able to let go, you know, at least, you know.
所以呢，噶当派的祖师就曾经说过，如果你真的是一个修行人的话，你在死亡的时候呢，就能放下一切。
That even that can be better. You are better than a practitioner. That time of the death, you have no regret. You know, you don't bring any regret. Time of the death, no regret in the mind.
如果呢，你是一个更好的修行者的话呢，当死亡发生的时候呢，你不止全部能放下，而且你死得无怨无悔。
Then that very good practitioner, you know, then time after death, you have the joy, you know.
更好的修行者呢，当死亡发生的时候呢，他们是很快乐的去迎接死亡的。
You know. So that's the advice. So, you know, at least we should make that, you know, at least letting go.My point is, time after death, if we practice Dharma, especially meditating on impermanent, taking refuge, you know, then time after death, then letting go, you know, attachment, anger, whatever we have, you know, then pull strong refuge, you know, then that is the best, you know, minimum we should have that.
所以呢，刚才我们就讲的下品的修行者呢，死亡的时候能够放下一切；中品的修行者呢，能够死得无悔；上品的修行者呢，能死得快乐。所以呢，最最起码呢，我们要能够做到成为一个下品的修行者，就是我们能够修行佛法呢，念死无常了，然后能够皈依佛法僧，然后在死亡发生的时候呢，我们能够全部都放下我们所有的贪，所有的嗔，所有的痴，然后呢，我们升起很深重、很强烈的皈依心，这是我们最起码应该做到的。
So the point is here. So I'm trying to say is, you know, mindfulness and impermanent. You know, always mindfulness and impermanent. You know, whatever you see object, include yourself. You know, everything is impermanent. You know, always mindful on that.So that time of the death, of course, you really understand this is impermanent. So there's nothing to be unhappy and difficult, you know.
所以呢，最重要一点就是我们要升起这个正念。这正念呢，是去念死无常。所以念死无常呢，是我们的正念。所以当我们看到一些外境啊，认识一些东西啊，能够引起我们的贪着的时候，这样呢，我们就应该念死无常啊，这东西是无常的啊。如果能够这样念念相续的话呢，这个当死亡发生的时候呢，我们也能够马上很自然的升起这样的正念，去念这个念死无常。啊，这样我们就知道呢，啊，这其实呢，就是没有一些东西呢，我们能够去执着的，我们就可以放下了。
So like that is very very powerful, you know, very very powerful meditation, you know, the impermanent meditation, impermanent is very powerful, you know. So, for example, you are attached to the object. You know, when you meditate on impermanent, you know, yourself is not everlasting, impermanent. The object is not everlasting, impermanent. So, same thing to anger. You know, object of anger and yourself, both are impermanent, not everlasting. When you really understand that, you know, your attachment, anger will be reduced, you know.
所以呢如果你能够念死无常的话当死亡发生的时候呢你放得下你就不会感到不开心这一点是非常重要的因为这个念死无常的力量呢是非常强大的这个观修它的力量它是有它的力量的比如说如果我们很贪着一样东西一样食物这样我们可以这样去思维了去念死无常 你是那个贪着这样事物的人，你这个人呢，其实呢，你是无常的，你是一直在变化，变化有一天会不见会死的。然后你所贪着的这个外境啊，这样东西啊，它也是无常的，它也是一直在变化，变化有一天会不见掉的。同样的道理，你的和你的生气啊，你的嗔怒，你的嗔怒呢？ 也不是永远在那边，它是一直在变化变化，而你这个人呢，也是无常的，它是一直在变化变化的，所以呢，这两者呢，因为它是无常的，都会消失的，所以你如果真的完完全全明白的话呢，像你所有的贪念，你所有的嗔念，你的吃的念头呢，就会减少。
Therefore, Buddha says, very first time he said, all compounded phenomena are impermanent. You know, he said that. So it's very, very powerful, you know.
所以呢，佛陀在他初转法轮的时候就讲过， 一切有为法都是无常的。
Okay, so this is the letter. Mindful on that, impermanent, you know. So it's very, very helpful.
所以呢，我们时常应该是，我们应该常常升起这念死无常的正念啊，它对我们是非常有帮助的。Okay,
that's all for today. Okay, yeah.
所以今天我们就讲到这里。No
question.
有没有问题？除了安迪，谁还有问题？Andy,
you have plenty of questions, huh?
Andy, 你有很多问题哦。
Very good. Also, she read, yeah. Look like she read also. Huh?
很好，因为 Karen 姐讲，你读很多，你上了课也去读啊读，所以很好，你有很多问题，所以非常好。问题学生是好学生。Okay,
then we stop here. Okay, to the dedication.
所以今天我们就讲到这里。今天现在就来做回向。 日常诵文，哎，这么比较大的32面。 愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转。 辗转增上恒滋长，34面，勇闻文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切30善事佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。 这里有一项通告，就是7月23日是我们的老师的生日，所以呢，我们中心呢就主办了一个庆祝会，生日庆祝会，7月23日在中心举行，是下午傍晚6点。 傍晚六点举行，所以要参加的朋友们，你可以到我们四楼的办公室登记，每位是12元，因为他们还有晚餐了给大家吃，所以是12块钱。儿童12岁以下的儿童是免费的，欢迎大家出席。我们下个星期见，下星期是吗？So we'll see you next week, same time, 1:30.